We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Know this. You can cut me off from the civilized world. You can incarcerate me with two moronic cellmates. You can torture me with your thrice daily swill, but you cannot break the spirit of a Winchester. My voice shall be heard from this wilderness, and I shall be delivered from this fetid and festering sewer.
Sewer is what
he's calling
under
there.
Oh, we have to all be like that. A little bit. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I welcome you. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And I welcome you from all over the country and all over Canada and the globe. And thank you for tuning in, listening in. You can go to right to katedalyradio.com. If your radio station doesn't carry the show, go right to Kate Daly Radio, three words, katedalyradio.com, and you can actually live stream it every day. Okay? Welcome, and you can go to the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. Go to The Kate Daly Show. Just type that in when you get to Facebook, The Kate Daly Show. What you're going to see there, one of the top posts, is all the documentation that you can actually print out. This is a poster you can put up in your business. Chris Ann Hall put these together, and I added Dr. Batar's on the post. So Dr. Batar had a letter that you can go show your employer or show your walking into a store that says basically based on the American Disabilities Act and based on the fact of the health problems that people are incurring because of the masks, the illness, the overwhelming amount of illness. What this can do is you can print, you can copy and paste from the post the words from Dr. Batar. You can use that on a document and print it out as a letter. You can take the posters that Chris Ann posted, and you can take those and put them in your store window, enlarge those. It's kind of like your toolkit, your Liberty toolkit, because we are going to need some help in getting through this. And if you ever, you know, if you want to back something monetarily, back businesses, helping them with going up against us in court and lawyers to open their businesses. Because I promise you, if they are winning, like we just, the businesses that stood up won, by the way. Does anyone realize that?
All of them.
All of them. They have no authority to ever shut you down. And I know a lot of states right now are just wanting that second wave, man. They can taste it. They want that second wave. They want to control you. And here's the deal. You do not have to close your doors. You do not have to kowtow to not letting your customers get their own lids for their own drinks that they're going to walk out with, or getting their own hot dog, or having a mask in the store. You don't have to kowtow to that. They're not laws. They're guidelines. And you don't have to follow them unless I forgot to get the memo, or I just didn't get the memo that said that every business in America has suddenly partnered with the CDC. Do they own you? Does the CDC own your business? Last I checked, I don't think they invested in any of your businesses. They do not get to tell you what to do. And you can challenge them trying to threaten you with anything. You can actually take that to court. And I really do hope lawyers listening, you want to help your country? Help them with what we've already set up, and that's the legal system. Help them within the confines of what we already have going for us in this country. It's the best thing you could do. Help people right now. Yep. I can't stress that enough.
And it doesn't take a lot to help.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Don't close your doors. Don't make people wear silly masks that don't do anything. These little paper flimsy masks, this little virtue signal. You might as well tell people to put a doily on their head. It does about as much as a mask does.
Are you picking at me?
Why? Do you have a doily on your
doily
head?
On my...
You have a doily on your head?
No, but you know, historically Catholic women wore doilies into mass.
No, I did not.
Not doilies, but scarves, some type of a headwear into mass. And so every time you say that, I picture my Aunt Jessie going to mass.
No. I'm not picking on you.
Okay.
And I'm also, thing. I mean, it could be anything. A bandana around your neck. That's about as much good. Is that better?
Yeah.
That's about as much good as a mask's going to do. Because it's paper, it's flimsy, and all it does is make you ill. So, and oxygen deprived. And also, when was the last time your doctor or nurse, when you ever went to the doctor, when knowing you were sick, when you went in and they had masks on? Do you ever remember that before COVID? You don't, because they never did. You know why? Because they were smart enough to know they had an immune system. That's why. So don't let them tell you otherwise. Don't let these doctors go, oh, yeah, we should probably wear a mask. Because I don't know what gave them sudden amnesia in America, but not only did they get amnesia, our medical professionals, our people got amnesia. So nobody remembers they have an immune system. So please, by all means, the PCR test is general. It is the same test they gave for SARS. If we were in the year 2002, if you tested positive right now, you know, right now we were in 2002, they would tell you you had SARS. They just go with the flavor of the year, mm-hmm. whatever that virus is, because there's multiple strains of virus. So all it is you testing positive for virus. The only reason the numbers are going up is they're testing more. And most people will have virus in their system. We all have virus in our system, and most people it'll show up. But it doesn't mean you're ever going to be sick. So please, by all means, you know, the PCR test is very generic. It doesn't mean you have COVID. Oh, I can't believe they're selling people on that. And just as a reminder, I got to say this. Here's Fauci, Dr. Fauci, Mr. Talk outside the both sides of his mouth, Fauci, on masks.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And
better.
It might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Yeah. Do not wear a mask. Anyway.
Isn't that something, though?
Yeah, it is. It is. And people don't want to take heart and listen.
He didn't mean it.
No, he didn't mean it. It was taken out of context.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. No, I actually think that was right on the money. It's exactly what he meant to say on 60 Minutes. So there's that. I have so many questions, too. I have so many things I want to talk about in this hour. But we were just talking about the fact that, gee, Russia seems really uninterested in us all of a sudden. I thought they were so interested that we had to actually go full on, Russia's out to get us and they're out to manipulate our election. And for 2.5 years, we sat there and watched this silly, silly investigation go on. The one good thing it did was to expose the corruption within the FBI,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And within the CIA. So that's good. That's good. I'll take it. But my gosh, Russia just all of a sudden doesn't care about this election? Why?
It's hard to understand, because in 2015 is my mm-hmm. understanding that they had 100 million people here using Facebook.
Right, yeah. Right.
And yeah. they've gone now. They've all moved back to Russia.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And also, what about Iran? Do you guys know that? Can I just tell you what the headline was 6 months ago? This was the headline 6 months ago. I'm not joking. Here's one. Could America restart the draft? Number two, red flag raised at mosque warning of severe battle to come. Threatens to attack the White House. Soleimani's body taken on unprecedented public mourning's tour. Britain must be ready for looming war. Royal Navy deployed. This was all when the impeachment was going. They were trying to, Nancy was, remember, sitting on the, do you remember, she was sitting on the documentation and so forth, okay? Yeah, Trump orders strike. Doubts at Pentagon about Trump. Look at this garbage. Look at this garbage. That was 6 months ago, you guys.
There are more important things to worry about today, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a... COVID.
A virus. Like we get all the time.
Yeah.
Another virus strain. Uh-huh.
Somebody actually said this morning mm-hmm. that, look, the test for COVID-19
right.
is the same test for the common cold.
Yeah, it's PCR.
So So
it's a virus test.
Yeah, you're
generic. Mm-hmm.
But this was like a doctor on the air, not just Kate Daly saying it was a doctor saying you have to understand that the odds of you having a virus in your system that's going to test positive is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it's high enough to test positive, yet not high enough to
make
you ill.
Sick.
And this is what we're running around, heading for cover, and I can't believe how many people are bamboozled by this. So we've got to start really speaking out, because you guys, we're losing freedom. We're going to lose it this summer, and we're going to lose it this fall. They're just going to keep going with this.
The Canadians are smart.
What?
They're much more smart.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're not worried about COVID. they're more interested in racism in the United States.
Yes, they're worried about
racism
us.
In the United States.
Yeah.
There was actually a Black Lives Matter protest in Toronto, and a white guy actually went to it in blackface.
Really?
Yeah. In Toronto.
What?
And he was arrested.
Hmm.
He says, you can't arrest me. I can put this on my face.
Oh, my gosh. They are making it into a criminal act, though. Honestly.
There's a picture of him. Yeah. And it's not really good blackface glitches. Yeah. It really looks like black. Yeah. You know?
But I don't care what somebody puts on their face. You want to destroy a monument? That's totally different.
That's, yeah.
But I don't care what somebody puts on their face, do you?
No.
Good heavens. We dressed up as Indians when we were kids. We loved it. We did shows in the backyard with cowboys and Indians.
I was usually a cowboy, though.
Yeah?
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I had to be an Indian. Actually, I have Indian blood.
Do you?
Iroquois.
Interesting to know that.
Not enough to be in a tribe like Elizabeth Warren. But I do have some Iroquois somewhere way in the back. You know?
Right, right. Instead of 2,000, it's a 4,000.
Yeah.
Okay, got
like
it. Also, by the way, somebody was proposing that they were wanting to take down Harvard, stuff about Harvard, and so they want to name it after Jeremiah Dummer, so it would be Dummer University.
That's fitting.
They would rename it Dummer University. I thought it was great. Man, there's some fun stuff today in the news. We'll be right back, and I want to go through a couple of kind of just maybe some points that we haven't gone over on the show. Just some things to think about. Some things to think about. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
We're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of
I really do. I love the words. Here we go.
Country thee, land of the noble free, thy name, my love.
We love this. Oh, man. Welcome back to the show. Love this song. That was actually the Lee Greenwood version of My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Love it. Welcome back. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450.
Wasn't there a battle between that should have been the national anthem?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. And America the Beautiful was in the running, too.
I like that the best. This
I do, too.
My country.
Well, it mentions God a lot, and I like that. And I like the song. I really do.
I like the national anthem.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'd be happier if My Country Tis of Thee was the national
anthem. Yeah. I mean, the national anthem is more about the taking by revolution, yeah. Right? And this is more about, I think, just the appreciation of America and liberty. Like, I'm with you on that one. I actually really like that song a lot. I love the words.
Well,
very
it's
inspired.
More about the heart of the nation.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Not the start of the nation.
Not the start. Ooh, you should be a bumper sticker writer.
Yeah.
I have a new calling for you. I do. I have a new calling for you. Well, welcome back. And we were just kind of going over a bunch of stuff. So here's just some questions for you. Assange didn't show up at his hearing. Nobody's talking about it. What happened to Assange? Will he ever get a free trial? Is he being drugged? Has he been drugged since the beginning? What's going on with him?
Is he alive?
Is he alive? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And Hillary goes back into court, right? September?
Ooh.
Anyway.
There's supposed to be some big news.
Yeah, because it was the...
She's not going to get away
with it. The outing of those emails.
Yes.
Yeah. They want to get rid of Assange.
Well, she might die before that happens. It's the only way she's going to escape.
It would not surprise me with her crowd.
Yeah.
And with the way she does things, that just would not...
Well, look at it this way. We make jokes and talk about all the time about people suiciding around Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
But we blame it on Hillary. Maybe it's somebody above Hillary.
Yeah.
And she's going to get suicided this time before she has to testify.
I would not doubt it. Can you not see this playing out in a movie?
Yes.
The person that's always got the strings or thinks they have the strings is the one that gets it next, like the mob boss, right?
Yep.
They come for him. That would not shock me at all.
Not me.
They don't
either.
Want all those
Matter
secrets
fact,
out.
I think I just said it.
Yep. And would she and would she save her bacon? Of course she would. And out some stuff.
No question.
Oh man. Oh man. I wonder what's gonna happen because you know nobody knows where Ghislaine is. Like really. Nobody's heard about Ghislaine. Nobody's talking about Ghislaine and she had a whole lot to do with that and there's a lot of info on her. There's so much info on her that is so damning in blackmail, in terms of blackmail. It just kind of seems like the two of them aren't talked about a ton right now. Just keep your eye on that because that's only 2 months away or 2 weeks away from the 4th of July. How do you feel about the 4th of July? Are we celebrating the bits and pieces of the America we still have with all the riots and with COVID, the taking of liberty with that? Or... what do we do on 4th of July? It's a question, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm really wondering. I don't know how I feel.
I think they're going to try to make us not even notice it bypassed.
I don't know. So here's a couple of things for you, too. Why is Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, his wife, sort of the new face of the vaccine? There have been a ton of commercials already made for the COVID vaccine that's coming, okay? They didn't even have time to test this thing out, okay? Who knows what's in that thing? I would never take that into my body. You're crazy if you do. You are nuts. You know why you're nuts? Because as Fauci admitted, and so did the WHO, and so did every other corrupt organization in America, 99.7% get through it just fine with no vaccine. Why are they pressuring for a vaccine then? If you can get through it and 99 out of 100 people that get it are just fine and will get out of it as far, you know, like maybe be sick for a week like you would any other virus, why in the world would you need a vaccine?
I want the vaccine.
Why?
They're using Tom Hanks' blood to develop it.
They really are.
That's exciting.
They're using Tom. Yeah.
You
and
are
he's
going
proud
to
of
get,
it.
You're going to get to have a vaccine that was made with Tom Hanks' blood.
And then they're going to make a ginormous Tom Hanks.
Isn't it? There are people that are going to pay for this.
I know. Like a huge walking lizard through America. They're going to make a ginormous Tom Hanks. He's really, really happy about this.
Yes.
And he wants to be the face of this. He calls it the Hank Zine.
Instead of the Hank Zine.
Instead of the vaccine. So why? Why? Just ask yourselves this, you guys. When somebody is allowed to be in Hollywood and do the things he's been allowed to do in Hollywood, and also on that same note, sort of be right there to push the government deep state message whenever he possibly can. I know a lot of you are Tom Hanks fans, and I always had been.
Yeah.
Until I started going, something's off here. Something's really, really off. So just think about that.
Okay, listen.
Okay, what?
There's been millions of cases, supposedly, of COVID-19, right?
Right, right.
And they're working on a vaccine, right?
Yeah.
After, here's what it says. After recovering from coronavirus.
What did he recover from?
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have offered their blood to help develop a vaccine. Like, it's hard to find, you know? It's really rare, this COVID blood. Tom Hanks is offering us some of his.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so rare.
They grow them in animal cell lines.
Yeah.
They don't even... Okay, whatever. You know what? You guys take that into your... You're nuts. You are crazy town. And you know what? There's something really off with the two of them. That's all I have to say. And they didn't recover from anything. They've been just fine. It's kind of like Huntsman's running for governor. Remember, he worked for Obama, too. He's running for governor in my state. And he said, I've now recovered from... from COVID. Really? Were you actually sick, or did you just test generically positive from the PCR? This is the kind of nonsense I have to put up with my own state.
I think what happened is that they promised Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson that if they became the face of the Hankzine, they would get the latest and greatest anti-aging stuff that's been developed.
Oh, my gosh.
That's reserved only for multi-billionaires.
Yeah. With a little adrenal cream put in there. Yeah. It's really sick, you guys. It really is. There's something so wrong. There's something so wrong. So, also, I just wanted to mention that that Chinese ambassador that died in Israel, that was a weird one, too. That was a real weird one. And he was found dead at a home that he was visiting and not sick or anything like it. And Oliver Stone, I think, was interviewed and was trying to talk about this, and they cut it out. They cut it out of the interview that he did on the talk show, on Colbert talk show. Anyway, there's something very strange about that. I'll do a bigger deep dive into that one.
Well, there's a lot of the president of Burundi died suddenly after expelling World Health Organization for the false pandemic.
Yeah.
He died suddenly.
There are some people that are meeting their demise around the whole COVID narrative. And another one that's kind of been on my mind too. Why Washington State? You know, it's cropping up in the news consistently. Jeff Bezos lives right by Gates, and they have their multi-gazillionaire mansions next to each other. And by the way, they both moved to a city that does a flat tax. It doesn't do it on a percentage of a home. And the city's going broke. But the two gazillionaires and the richest man in the whole wide world live in this tiny little community of like 3,000 people. And why'd they move there? Well, it's the flat, they have the flat tax.
That's not why.
I know, of course. But I thought it was funny that they would move to a city that's, you know, it's just kind of interesting to me. But why Washington? All the COVID nonsense, the social distancing narrative, all came out of University of Washington that Bill Gates owns. The military drilling going on in the beach in Washington, the state of Washington. This Chazo Chapo thing. Washington.
I know the reason.
Why?
First of all, what's the capital of the United States?
You mean it's like a wannabe?
It's Washington. Washington.
What?
The Pacific Northwest is as far as they can be from Washington, D.C., and it's going to be the capital of the New World Order.
There you go.
That's what
There you go, America. Said first on the Kate Daly Show. No, I'm kidding. But it's strange to think about so much concentrated in the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. I lived there for a year and a half, and it's interesting to watch that whole area. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of strange. And Jeff Bezos talking about the amount of robots he could put in if enough people of his, if his workers were too sick, he could save the day by implementing his very cherished little robot society of workers.
You know the problem with that?
What's that?
At some point, the robots become self-aware and don't like being enslaved. Mm. And they revolt against the human race.
Yeah. That's there the you go.
They made a movie about it.
There you go. And this is going to sound so far out there, but something that's going on right now, right? And so there are two CEOs, two individuals you should be looking at. And it has to do with a little bit of smart dust, and it has to do with Northern California. And I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow. But that's kind of an interesting story, too, because you think that's far off in some sci-fi film, but it's actually not. So while everybody's paying attention to Bill Gates, pay attention to what they're testing on cities right now. Also, rollout of 5G is prevalent, so make sure you're keeping an eye on that. And we will have health effects. How bad they will be, well, I guess we'll find out, but we will have health effects. And because it really does take it up quite a big notch. This is not like going from 3 to 4. 4 to 5 is a much bigger and wider step, from what I understand. Even the FCC was saying this is going to be bad for the health of Americans. Mm. That's why I'm always saying, you know, take your vitamins, take your minerals. This is why I'm talking consistently about taking a supplement. Go to Balance of Nature and take a supplement. Take a supplement to make sure your health's okay. There's a lot of reasons I say that. And if you put in the code Kate, you can get 35% off and free shipping. Why would you not do it? I mean, my gosh, if you can have something in your food supply that's actually going to help you be healthier, why would you not? Especially right now while you can. Go to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate. You'll thank me. I promise you. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, too. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. We're just talking about Hollywood on the break and Hollywood being very silent during this whole thing. Usually they like to stand on Sanctimonious Hill. Did you notice how when the riots got started, they jumped right in and got the press there and the papers there to take their photo? But during the COVID thing, they were actually pretty quiet. And Kind of interesting. And so a film producer just, you know, either got shoved off or jumped off a building. We were just talking about it because I know that Alex Jones was talking about these deaths of these producers. I remember the deaths of the bankers. There were an awful lot of bankers worldwide. And we were like, whoa, all at one time. Because why?
The end is near.
Knew what was coming with the market, right? And so it's kind of interesting. Why are they doing that with that? So we're just bringing up some questions and some things that don't get talked about as racism and COVID have taken over the headlines. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Wait until Robot Lives Matter.
What? Wait until what?
Oh, gosh. And the Bezos and, of course, Bill Gates got together for the latest supper of the world globalists. And they told Tom that now that Washington's been erased, him and Reed can be the new founding fathers and mothers of our country.
My gosh.
But they just have to give their blood.
There you go. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. I mean, the only reason I was bringing up the flat tax was I thought it was funny that the two of the richest people in the whole entire world live in a city that can't even like get their budget. Like they can't. I thought that was hilarious, by the way. Anyway, go ahead.
So this producer that jumped from the 27th floor of his building,
right,
Mr. Bing, he was a donor to the Progressive Democratic Party.
Interesting. He did Get Carter and Polar Express produced him.
Mm-hmm. He was a really good friend of former President Bill Clinton and had given at least $10 million to the Clinton Foundation.
Or the trafficking ring. I mean, did I say that out loud?
Bill Clinton said, I loved Steve Bing very much. He had a big heart.
How much?
He had a big heart, and he was willing to do anything he could for the people and causes he believed in.
Human trafficking?
Yeah, he killed himself. All right.
Interesting.
Knew what's coming. Hillary's getting ready to testify. Uh-huh. She's got to save her own behind. They're all going down.
Interesting. So do you feel like there's a master plan on Trump's end that is underway? Because this is the argument a lot of people are having in America. A lot of people feel like there is a master plan, something going on, people that are going to be taken down, and that there's something behind this. And other people are going, no, it never surfaced. Now we're almost 4 years out in the presidency, and it hasn't happened.
But
What's your thought?
He keeps hinting at it. You hear him off. There's big things coming.
Right.
There's a lot of news going to be happening.
Well,
you know, and
there has
been a lot of secrecy in the Department of Justice investigations. We've been waiting forever for Dunham's report. Where's it?
Interesting. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The knowledge of history is so important. When Franklin Delano seized the gold, the private property of the citizens, about 40 years later, they took us off the gold standard. Okay, present day.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that want it. When someone dies, the government seizes their firearms. And then the government will decide whether the heirs get the firearms. Gee, nothing could go wrong there.
Thanks for that.
Yep.
Interesting. All right. And so is there a plan? Is there a plan? So, I don't know that there is. I will play this for you, though. This comes from Scott Kesterson. You might have seen these videos. He's got a podcast. Now, he's been in some legal trouble, too. And so this is why when the source is kind of shaky a little bit, but I want to play this for you. I thought it was intriguing enough to play. But I did want to preface it with, you know, take it for what it's worth. Okay. This is his explanation of what could be going down right now.
Meaning that they would create effectively a false positive, meaning
he's talking about COVID
test positive, but at the same time, they would put the virus in somebody's body by putting it in a swab in their nose.
Deliberately giving it.
The entire thing was a setup to spread the virus, to create the fear of pandemic. The virus itself doesn't have that much lethality. It's very, as with influenza, it targets primarily those of weakened immune systems. but that's enough to get the scare going. Here comes the next wave, which is as the media spins up the fear and spins up the need to have ventilators, there's suddenly not enough ventilators, okay? Well, the ventilator actually is the trap. As it appears now, is what they did is they pushed for something, a cure that was actually going to result in more deaths. Whatever this virus does, it has to do with oxygenation within the cells. As you use a ventilator, it actually complicates the issues of the virus. But we need to look at what's happening at the hospitals. The hospitals are using, the scam is so deep and it's so massive, it's hard to get our head around all of this. As the virus moves through, the hospitals then start coding people with COVID, just even if they're suspect of it, because that translates to more federal money. If they put them on a ventilator, they get three times more money. So they spin up a call for ventilators, but in previous administrations, the states have never stockpiled the needed supplies they said they needed, and the media starts calling for things that they knowingly know are not in the system, perpetuating the fear. As you perpetuate fear, and hospitals are making a ton of money, and it's going out the back door, most likely into politicians' pockets, you're creating a state of fear that is collapsing the economy by a natural state. People cease to want to participate in the economy. And so you drive the economy down, and the theory was to push President Trump's hand to such a degree that he would effectively have to install draconian measures, basically martial law, that would crush the economy and have no recourse but to put people on some form of a socialized subsidy and then wipe out any of his economic gains, separating his base and ultimately allowing them to assume power and continue their march towards destroying the United States and reestablishing a new world order. So this is the case. So that's what happened with the launch of the virus in a very simple sense.
Okay. Interesting. There's more to that video, and it goes into what he thought was going on with this huge, huge plan at hand, that things are being done. The takeover of the going into massive debt would mean that we would own all the debt. I mean, he goes into a pretty intricate explanation of why exactly, why he thinks there's a much bigger plan at hand and that things are being taken care of. Now, the hard part for me is not hearing about indictments and hearing about all these things for so long and never having them come to pass. I remember when COVID first came out and it was like, here's the moment, and then nothing happened. And so I'm not actually trying to sit and judge, because it doesn't really matter if I judged or not. It really doesn't matter. I'm just sitting here as an average citizen watching. And it doesn't mean if I listen to this explanation that I'm not going to do anything, because I am. I'm doing a lot, right? But I did find it compelling enough that I'll probably share the other part of that video with you, maybe on tomorrow's show. And he outlays the plan and the background that's going on with unseen forces. So a lot of people would watch this and say that it's only there as a ruse to keep people just down, so they don't really fight for much, don't really do much. But I've noticed the people that they would say think that are not that way. They're not the kind to just sit around either. So I don't really buy that as much either. I don't think that's a great explanation, just to make us complacent. But I always will listen, won't you? I'm always kind of keeping my ear to the ground, because I think we all should actually kind of keep our ear to the ground and say, okay, what is out there? What's being explained? Could this explain some of the things going on? Or are we just being led as lambs to slaughter? So, because there is one thing I know about government is that there's a lot of control there, and they can do a lot of things with blackmail and such. And so we know this. We've talked about it again and again on the show. I'm not naive to that. But this presidency has been a little different. I'll give it that. So I will say, you know what? Keep your ear to the ground. You never know.
Yep.
What do you think? You think stuff's being done behind the scenes?
All the time.
Do you really?
And I not only is it being done behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
but the president is really good at covering the tracks of anything that's going on. You know, with all of the inside leaks that we've heard in the last 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
How come we still don't know what's going on?
That's so true. Oh, that's the truth. It feels that way, doesn't
it? Yes.
And so, you know, it's not as if keeping my ear to the ground is keeping me from doing anything else. And I think, honestly, as an American citizen, you take all the information in, you decipher through the information. There's not much I can do. And people that feel like Trump is Satan, I don't get that logic at all, because I don't feel that way at all. I'm not looking at the whole situation. I've never gotten that from this whole situation in the last 3.5 years. But there are people that are convinced. They're just convinced, and you can't do anything about that. Then there's the people that, you know, are putting all their hopes and dreams on him, and you can't do that either. So I think as we're busy watching and trying to understand what's happening, you also keep a logical ear to the ground, and you still work as hard as you can to fight for these things and do all the things that we can do with local government and state government. Because that's really where the change is going to matter for our state, is to stop the madness of the COVID nightmare that they keep trying to put over on us. And then also this whole race war that is not a race war at all. It's an overthrow of capitalism. It would end our country. So I think it's always keeping a level head, and I would probably pride myself on doing such. I mean, I can take in information without being bamboozled, can't you?
Sometimes.
And I can also be open to taking in information and not know that I'm always right about everything. I don't think I'm always right about everything. And
there's the difference between you and me.
No, what? Yeah, you need a little humility, mister. But a healthy dose of humility and a healthy dose of, hey, I might not know, because I think I've figured everything out. I might not know what's actually happening here. And so I think that you take all that in and you keep going about your business, because there are people out there trying to convince you that Trump is Satan. And then there's people out there trying to convince you he's saving the world.
Did you see my new hat?
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah. You want to tell people what it says?
It says, Jesus is my savior. Uh-huh. Trump is my president.
That's nice. And so I think that I never go into the extremes, but I think that there's something to be had for always looking at all the angles. And so on this show, I really do try to do that. I don't try to make up my mind on everything, because I don't think it's fair to do that. I really don't. And this year's been very unpredictable, has it not? So yes. I think we have to kind of keep that in mind, that we're in a very, very unpredictable year.
And it's getting more unpredictable.
It is. I don't know what's coming next. Meteor, nuke. I don't know. Yesterday it was a drought from the Sahara that landed in the oceans. I don't know. I don't know what's coming next.
I wonder if we're ever going to actually see Biden in person again before the election.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't think so. They're ramping up to hijack that election. Now, what will hijack mean is a whole nother show. What does that actually mean?
Because we should do.
Yeah, and the right and the left are working partner and partner behind the scenes, and we all know this.
Yep.
So you have to always keep that in mind. They're always working together.
Yeah, it's not one against the other.
Yeah, yeah. And I honestly, at the end of the day, whether I think... what I think of Trump isn't as important as what I'm doing to help us put somebody into Congress or the governor of our state to represent us, or local government. That will always be closer to home and be more really beneficial to you, if you will, than what your thoughts on Trump are. People love to make this all about Trump, and it's never all about Trump. It really isn't. So Trump's our president. Look what's going on with the governors in this country. So you can't say it's always all the president all the time.
Nope.
You can't, because the governors are doing this to us.
Yep.
And your local mayors. So anyway, just kind of a healthy dose of perspective and all incoming, right?
Yes.
All right. Everybody, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow. Everybody have a great one. Go to katedalyradio.com. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.